This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, February 3rd. God's word for you today is God Factor. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. And it says, Isaac sowed crops in that land, and that year he harvested 100 times as much as he had sown, because the Lord blessed him. He continued to prosper and became a very rich man, because he had many herds of sheep and cattle and many servants. God's blessings will rest on you. You will become rich, and your wealth will continue to grow until it becomes very great in the name of Jesus. The farm cannot reproduce by itself. You must plant, water, and weed before the farm will produce. The farm requires your attention. The flock, the herds, and the servants largely do not require your attention to reproduce. They reproduce mostly while you are sleeping. Have you heard about making money while you're sleeping? Remember, it is what you do with the proceeds of the farm that determines your financial future. It was what Isaac did with the proceeds of his farm that determined his financial future. So, you must envision your farm as what gives you the income and the opportunity to invest in herds, flocks, and servants. So, put your money into things that reproduce. Open your mind. Educate yourself. You are not a gambler, so do not gamble, but be open and let God lead you. Isaac must have done his research about flocks, herds, and servants. Educate yourself. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7 says, just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. There is no honor in being a borrower, no dignity or holiness in being poor. Some folks think they are holy and pious even because they are poor. No, the rich and the lender deal from a position of strength, while the poor and the borrower from a position of weakness. It is a fact. So, how do you want to deal? Do you want to deal from a position of weakness or a position of strength? God always rewards you when you get out of debt. Interestingly, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 3, Elisha said, borrow as many empty jars as you can from your friends and neighbors. Wait a minute. What got this woman into trouble? Borrowing. They must have borrowed for the creditor to be threatening to take their two sons. And Elisha is saying, borrow. Merely hearing the word borrow could have traumatized this woman. If she lived in this generation, she must have had to go for therapy for being traumatized by a man of God. But the truth is, it is the things that have traumatized you that God uses to optimize your destiny. When you go through difficult situations, God visits the same situation and says, from this mess, I will bring out a message. From this trash, I will bring out a treasure. From this brokenness, I will break world records. God uses what has traumatized us to optimize us. God uses the same skills that got you into trouble to get you out of trouble. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing this season. I ask for the courage to take the financial steps you are placing before me, even now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.